Maybe update us on, I guess you've had some mileposts with, guarding receivers in the route tree and things like that. How's it coming?
The phase we're in right now is I've been doing one-on-ones mm-hmm. with a couple receivers and, just getting back into it.
Right.
I did some DB drills, today. Got into it a little aggressive. I fell on the ground a couple times, just getting back into that football phase of hitting the ground hard and getting back up and just getting back in that mode.
How's it like not necessarily knowing, or do you know what the routes are beforehand, or are you reacting?
Oh, no, I'm reacting to everything they're giving me. It's a secret between the quarterback and the receiver.
Right.
I'm just reacting and mimicking what they're doing, just trying to cover the routes.
What's the next big step for you?
The next big step is getting in team activity, 7-on-7, one-on-ones with Vincent and Mike and those guys, and hopefully in the team, team run, team pass. So that would be the next phase going forward.
And when does that happen?
I have no idea. We still, taking it day by day, and I'm getting better. I'm getting stronger and improving. So
you feel like you're ready for that right now, or do you think you're a little bit early?
I think right now it's still early. We're still in the phase of just trying to get one-on-ones, actually just getting that phase. Weber came over there today, so I actually got the feel of a quarterback throwing the ball at me. So, it's just the phase we're in right now, and we got to progress and move on.
Any issues at all with the knee? I mean, any hint of a setback on you?
No swelling, after practices. And usually, with Todd and them, look for a swelling.
Yeah.
That will set you back. So it's never been no swelling, and just improving and just trying to get it stronger, that's all.
When you do come back and play, mm-hmm. is that this first game? I know that's a goal, but have you talked to Greg about how you want to be used? What's the best, typically we know you covering the number one receiver and just taking him out of the game. is that where you thrive, you think?
Yeah, we had numerous talks about that, me and Coach Ciano, and I think that's the plan,
yeah.
Sure. He's very open to it, and I think that's what we're going to do. I think that's me following the top receiver will help the defense a lot.
Sure.
For me to try to lock him down and let Gerald and those guys up front get some pressure and just try to hold up the receiver so they can get to the quarterback. I think that's the deal.
Are you any more or less confident after what you've done that you'll be ready for the Jets game, or is that still too far down the road to really make a prediction for yourself?
I think that's too far down the road. I think right now we're just trying to go day by day.
Sure.
That is the goal. We've talked about that. And I want to be there first day, first game, and be out there and ready to go with my teammates.
In these teaching periods, are you getting the feel with the chemistry and Deshaun and all the guys you're working with? And,
mm-hmm.
and is that really all you need to get ready to play as far as – I mean, I know you'd like to play in a preseason, but as far as the continuity with the communication and all that?
Yeah, everything is similar to where I was in New York. It's just different terminology. I just try to use it. I try to take the terminology we have here and just try to use it in my own language a little bit to try to figure things out.
Yeah.
But it's the same stuff. It's the same stuff we do. So I'm actually excited about that it's not totally something off the left field where I got to struggle to get into the defense.
So. Bro, what are your impressions about the guys behind you, like Jonathan Banks and Leonard Johnson and those guys?
Those guys are doing great, man. I'm surprised. Banks is doing well. Melvin, he's doing awesome. He's getting his hands on balls every day. And those young guys, man. So we got a great group of guys here in the secondary, teamed up with Golston and Mark back there. So we're fine, man. We're very confident. We're getting confident with each other as well. So we're doing great.